Yeah, I think stuck like that in a recording.
Yeah, the issue if I'm too quiet, then people can't hear me.
But how you been doing? How you been doing, Sam? How's everything?
I've been good. Try to be less on Twitter. I was recently sick, so I'm like kind of behind in all the Twitter drama. I lost weight, which is great. So skinny.
That's good. Yeah.
You're, oh, yeah, brother.
You're like slobs off Twitter too. So, you know,
I haven't lost any weight yet, though, but I'll aspire.
You just got to get an infection and not eat for like a week, and it just magically falls off.
was it the COVID?
What was that?
Was it COVID? The COVID?
No, it wasn't COVID. I actually had everyone in my household have COVID, and I was the one person who didn't get infected. So I'm just like, I think I'm resistant because my dad and sister also have not gotten COVID at all, despite doing everything you're not supposed to and being around my sick mom. So I'm like, maybe we're resistant. Maybe it's Slavic excellence.
Yeah, built different.
Yeah. Because I had Johnson & Johnson as well. The vaccine, everyone's doesn't do anything, and I'm not getting boosted. So I'm like, I'm basically...
When your vaccine is an mRNA technology that'll warp your children, it doesn't do anything. Dude, honestly, now though, since we had an episode taken off fucking YouTube for misinformation, I'm slightly nervous about saying shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta let it fly though, bro. You can't censor yourself.
Dude, I'm just gonna get worse now.
Change the terms, because when we had Twin Crab, we've had, I think, two or three episodes removed for COVID. So we just referred to the COVID jab as the smallpox vaccine, which was even funnier. The ones that we're talking about, but it didn't get removed for, talking about smallpox. That's weird.
This is at Trustworthy Slav.
This is at Incognito, COH.
CRK, black.com, build.
This is the Fed Post.
Everywhere else, Spotify and everything else, stayed the same
for now.
Was that the same for you guys, or?
Yeah, it was just YouTube, and it was, one of them was for joking about how retarded Vegas is COVID restrictions works. We just went there, and you had to wear masks on the pool side at 90 plus degrees, but if you're in the pool, you didn't have to wear a mask at all. And I'm that makes no sense. And they literally had security, so if you didn't wear your mask, they would make you put it on. And we were making jokes about how this doesn't make sense, and that got banned.
Hopefully that'll all be a funny distant memory that we explain to the kids and they just don't understand. It's weird them taking it off YouTube, because I know when we were on Break the Rules, they were always cautious about that, because they're bro, we can't talk about that, because they live on YouTube.
In general,
right
wingers in general are a lot more careful about it for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just YouTube, that's crazy that they're just going through screening shit. Just who's doing that? Who's going through?
Well, one of the craziest things about it is that the thing that we only really subtly talked about through a few degrees of separation, right? Because we talked about Trump in his interview, right? And we talked about him discussing the election, right? And we've literally just said those things out loud, without referring to so-and-so said this thing about, we've said the election is stolen before. and that hasn't been said. It's the weirdest fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, we just summarized the fact that Trump mentioned it, and then that's the one that gets us taken off. Hopefully that's not a start of a trend, though. It could also be maybe someone reported it or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a weird thing to fucking report, but who knows, man?
I mean, it's YouTube, so you have the most unhinged people in society who are looking at everything. I remember we did some interview, and this person spent the time cropping our like logo and putting like a noose around it and then sharing it on YouTube. And I'm like, what kind of person spends their time for like, I think at the time we had like a few hundred listeners. I'm like, that's clearly unhinged. Like, go for a big podcast. Don't go for no names. Like,
right. It's so weird, dude. And yet, dude, like YouTube users have like the perfect balance of just like unhinged and just fucking retarded.
Yeah.
Just like vaguely lib right Reddit. But like if they were, they're like somehow slightly worse than Reddit in a lot of ways. It's bad out there, boys.
Yeah. Like the comment section in YouTube, like early YouTube, like when it first started, I feel like was like proto grounds for like Reddit type of individual today. You just have people like starting long comment threads and like a YouTube video that has nothing to do with the comment they're actually arguing about now.
And, cutting edge just, dialectics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The dumbest fucking arguments. Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, YouTube. Yeah. YouTube's pretty bad with that. Definitely. Yeah. It's definitely more than Reddit because I think YouTube's more accessible than Reddit is. You got to be a little bit one foot in the game to be in Reddit to sign up for a Reddit account.
I think I'll adjust it a little bit. I like maybe nothing's as bad as Reddit, but like Reddit is a lot more vindictive and like psychotic. They're just not as stupid as like YouTube comments, which like you're saying, like it's like a little more like accessible. There's like a little bit, dude, you know what it is? It's the midway point between Facebook and Reddit is YouTube.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like unlike Reddit, YouTube fosters like a cult mentality because you have like the figurehead for all these channels, which people deeply tell their personalities to. So you have like, I don't know, Vouch or like, I don't know, I don't watch YouTube.
Vloggers. Like, yeah, vlog people. Yep, yep.
But everyone's like the most unhinged cult followers, while like Reddit's just like, you know, everyone trying to like dick around and, you know, get people to like them, but from secrecy, while YouTube's not secret. It's like, let's build a cult following of a bunch of like fat guys who want to get bitches. Like,
yeah, it's a perfect avenue for parasocial shit because everything else is more 2D. But there's, you got a video, they come on and say, hey guys, you know, like it's, you know, there's more interaction. So they kind of, they get sucked in a little more. And YouTube is a new TV for Zoomers. So that makes sense. Reddit is entry level internet poisoning. I feel like when I was starting, like I wasn't on the internet for a while, and like when I was starting to get like as bad as I am now, like that's when I, like the first step was Reddit. That was definitely the first thing. I was like, oh, let me go on Reddit, and then and then it just got worse. And then I got to Twitter is where it got really bad.
Well, the thing that's crazy and concerning to me about Reddit too is that it is insanely popular. In a remarkable amount of people use it. And like uncritically, like front page shit, right? It's concerning. It is concerning. I will say that much.
This is random, but you know what that makes me think of is like, so you know that conspiracy where it's like most of the internet is fake, you know, which is like, I guess, yeah, it's obviously a conspiracy, but
conspiracy.
Like, well, yeah, well, okay, well, I don't know how to say it, but basically like most of the internet being just like, well, obviously a lot of it's bots, you know, and a lot of it is like just fake shit. But to the point where it's like so much, it's like such exponential production of fake shit that most of what you're interacting with is not real. And Reddit seems like, because Reddit's such a like an echo chamber, that one feels most like that. I mean, I'm sure it's on Twitter too. But Reddit feels like that the most. That's the most, I mean, one, like, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's just like Reddit is a news curator service, and it is by far, without a doubt, the biggest.
Yeah.
And so it's just doing what it's designed to do. You know what I mean? The crazy thing about it, and, you know, thank liberalism for this kind of shit, is just that, like, the average person that uses a service like that, and it's not just Reddit, but like the average person that uses it doesn't actually like acknowledge and understand that it is like a news curating service. And so there are like realities baked into that that make it. I mean, it's just, it's like the ultimate propaganda platform.
Mm-hmm.
until that actual ultimate propaganda platform.
Well, these sites are also like heavily like influenced by bot culture, like Twitter and Reddit and stuff. Like so many of these like pages or accounts are just complete like psyops. Like I get bots for every single new military venture every single time. Like, oh, look, all these people started in December of like last month and they're all saying the same shit. Or I think there was a Reddit account about like going over to Ukraine and asking advice. I think one of you shared this and it's like, this is totally fake and a psyop. This isn't real. And honestly, probably most of the people commenting are probably manufactured because...
Yeah. I was on the pod account last night and I like made a joke about Ukraine just not doing, I mean, because the whole West, part of the Western psyop is just saying like Russia's toast so that we can, which is incredibly important because you need to justify us just like throwing private citizens into this meat grinder, which like every couple of days I just like reflect on and just have like a little fucking crisis about. but I was talking about just, yeah, how it's like they're, you know, Ukraine is, you know, very obviously fucked in this conflict. They're not winning. And like, I got a weird amount of replies of people just being like, this is bullshit. And like, you can always tell, you know, like you say shit. All of us have plenty of experience saying shit that people online disagree with, I'll say. But you can always tell when something's a little bit above the norm.
And the
Ukraine stuff, man, in full force. I'm a little less, I'm a little wrong about this, but I'm a little bit less sold on the idea of like actual literal bot accounts and more just that, like, I think that people just functionally are bots, just just being conditioned into it with like the way people interface with the internet and just like the ideological conditioning they have, like
hive mind shit.
I mean, honestly, like what the fuck is that part of your brain that like makes you watch some fucking video on YouTube? It could be like anything. It'd be like a clip from fucking First Blood, John Rambo or something. Right. And you're like, I need to make a permanent comment on this that will live online so that people hear this opinion. Like what even is that? Like that's kind of robotic, you know what I mean? And so then you marry that with the political and yeah, I don't know. But I mean, maybe there are like a lot of fucking robot accounts too. I don't know.
Yeah. I know one of the targets of that Russia bomb was like a propaganda outlet in Ukraine, which is, I think, was very similar to like the Israeli propaganda outlets. And basically all they do is hire young people to like go and harass people who are like pro-Palestine or pro-Russia.
Right.
And it's like, you know, try and get them banned and smeared and all of that.
Yeah. It's so bizarre. Is it similar to like basically just like an influencer house kind of thing?
Like, probably. I feel like influencer houses are like the premier like psyop because they're all being used by like the State Department to like talk about Ukraine. Like I'm sadly a millennial on TikTok and you just see all these like, you know, like 20-year-olds be like, I'm going to be an expert on Ukraine and I'm going to tell you what's going on. And I met the White House and they briefed us on what's going on. I'm like, this is fucking creepy. Like
it is
laid. Like go get shit faced. Like stop talking about this. Like,
say, why the fuck are you at the White House? What the hell?
Yeah. It's really hard to tell which ones are. Yeah, I do feel like there's a sense you can get when some of it's real. Like when there's a real, you push the button and people are kind of emotional. Like you can feel that. But some of that stuff, like the gas stuff with Biden, Ukraine stuff, stuff that's more like service, let's more like I guess accessible and more popular to talk about or trending
shit that you can go outside and see with your own two eyes in your neighborhood.
Literally everyone on my like Facebook was like posting Biden's not responsible for gas prices because it's impacted in other countries. I'm like, I don't think you know how anything economics works. Like you're sanctioning the third largest gas producer is going to fuck up gas prices globally. Like it just everyone becoming an expert and just doing their party mouthpiece stuff. I'm like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You're like, oh, you don't know economics. Like, yeah, we do. Like, we're not fucking morons. Like, oh, raising prices and cutting off supply makes things more expensive. Congratulations. Like,
Well, right. It's like I was alive during the changes in energy policy, like the second he got into office. Like we all lived through that. Like yeah. you can't just say that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of the responses I'll get when I bring that stuff up is like it'll just be very fast. And I guess like an account was made like, you know, in the last 2 months, or if like all they do is retweet like this. I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell that line between are people just becoming like algo brained, like real yeah. people, like meat and flesh, like they're just their brains are getting rewired that way, or if it's actually bots. Like it's I really can't tell, honestly. I really can't tell. But
I really do think some of it feels, dude.
Yeah, that's the dark. That's I think that's the black pill that I'm like worried to take, because like I think it might be, but some of it feels like straight up just bots. But I guess at a certain point, what's the difference really? But
I think it's a little bit of the same, like all heading in the same direction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but the propaganda is so strong from every single angle now. Like never before, we had so much propaganda 24/7. Yeah. Like it kind of makes you reflect like, oh, if we had the internet back during like the Iraq war or prior wars before the internet really took off, like would we know more if this was fake and psyoped? Or like, I don't know, like it makes you kind of wonder like, oh, like how much more shit like was fake and we only yeah. know about it now because we have the internet and people can easily sift through and realize, oh, we're just being constantly lied to justify killing young
yeah.
people abroad. Like
yeah, that's seeing true. The way that the internet being like global now has kind of changed the way that we interface with war has been very interesting. Because I've been seeing like people sending money, like random bars around town or whatever, doing like benefits for Ukraine.
It's so fucking pathetic.
Like, where are you sending the money? How are you doing that? Like, what? Why? Like, are they sending it to a Patreon account or something? Like, and when in history has that ever been a thing? Like, oh, let's just like gather up some money from just like us and around the neighborhood to send off to like some country we don't fucking know and some war that we don't know anything about. What is that? What motivates you to do that?
I think it's like it's a really, dude, we could have like an entire episode just talking about the implications and just unpacking the concept that like we are like looking down the barrel of like historic food shortages in our country.
Mm-hmm.
And people are sending money that they're making that like is by the day more and more worthless from insane inflation.
Yeah,
they're like sending money to fucking like neo-Nazis in a country that they can't even point to on a map. Like this is like what stage of postmodernism is this? What's going on, bro? This is a fucking Don DeLillo novel. I'm scared. I'm scared.
It's going to act blue. Because like COVID already like shot up prices. Like I'm in the Midwest and my dad, when it first started, like he was like, oh, there's no meat here. There's like everything's like going up, which I didn't notice because I lived in like San Francisco at the time. So like we're not going to face the food shortages. Like this is the wealthiest city in like the country. So there was no like meat shortages. But like in the Midwest, like, oh, we can't find chicken. Like, or it's like mm-hmm. 3 times the cost. And now I'm like actually looking at grocery store prices. I'm like, holy shit, like everything just going up. And we're like, oh, we're going to go to the bar and buy our black Ukrainian, which is like what they're calling like black Russians, like white Russian drinks, or like white Ukrainians,
yeah.
and send that money to like, you know, the Azov battalion so they can like murder a bunch of like Jews and Romanis in Ukraine. Like
Libs just love sending money. They just love it. They yeah. like yeah. they like, well, they like charity because it's the perfect like mutual aid, like capitalist way
moral
of
laundering.
Like, cleansing guilt. Yeah, yeah,
ethical
exactly.
consumption.
Yeah, exactly. Consumer activism. Yeah, they love sending it to BLM and see getting some BLM grifter to like, you know, refinish his tiles or whatever, you know, somewhere in Calabasas or whatever. You know what I mean? They just love fucking sending money and just it going nowhere. And then just stories come out years later like, oh, yeah, no one knows where that money went. Like the billions for BLM, like no one knows where it went. It's like they just love that. I don't, yeah, it's very it fits into the whole system. It's very easy.
Well, dude, I think that it's two-pronged, and I think that they're both connected, but one of them predates the other, which is, you know, everybody is fucking just like a battered woman from just like just psychological trauma being bashed into their head from mass propaganda, right? Of just like, you know, look at the next house that's burning, like everything's horrifying. And then underpinning that is the fact that just like everybody is so hungry and has been for a really long time for like a meta narrative, and like Western civilization just like has no meta narrative, right? This is like something that like Logo talks about with China that like he's absolutely 100% right about, right? Like I think about the meme of just like China's 5-year plan, and it's like, hey, we're like making this high speed rail, we're like building infrastructure in all these parts of our country, and then it's like America's 5-year plan, and it's the fucking Marvel movies like planned 5 years out. Like everyone is so, and I can't blame people for that, right? Because like you fucking need that, right? It's also why like I've gone more towards religion in the last couple of years. It's because it's like, oh, this void doesn't go away, and so, you know, you're selling someone something that kind of sits in that void for at least a little while, that meta narrative of just being like, we're helping, I don't know, like little babushkas that are throwing bottles at drones in Ukraine. The Ukraine. Has everyone given up on saying the Ukraine, by the way? It's all Ukraine now.
Yeah.
Is it supposed to be the Ukraine?
Yeah.
Yeah, real heads remember that.
It's like Lebanon is the Lebanon. It's but everyone is
actually, up the. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. I have a bunch of like books from like the early like 90s on like imperialism, and they keep referring to it as like the Lebanon. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Like, we're so lazy. So I'm just like, oh yeah, Lebanon. Like,
I didn't know it was the Lebanon or the Ukraine. I just thought that like when people say the Ukraine, that's just kind of something that people do. I didn't know that it was like the more formal way of saying it.
No, it's like the Fed Post.
Yeah. Okay.
That's weird. I didn't know that. But yeah, I don't know. It's just funny. The what is it? The right wingers have that thing of I support the current thing. It's like, yeah. it's really funny. Like, that's really what it is. It's just like an ever revolving door of like, what's the thing right now? What am I supposed to say? What's the hashtag? You want me to turn my Instagram handle black? My Avi black? You want me to do this? All right. Okay. I'll put this. Put my pronouns in my handle. Okay.
I think that when we spoke to him, Prudentialist had talked about the concept of like a civic religion, and it really is pretty apt. Like it really, really has become like, you know, you have this like society of people that really like emphasize like in their ethos, like this idea of like being a free thinker and like not going along with tyranny and everything like that. But like every couple of weeks, everybody just basically gets a new floppy disk drive uploaded into their head of what to care about. And like, you know what I mean? Like yeah. It's like the concept of heaven is now basically just like creating a more perfect union within our borders and chasing the American ideal, which like, again, like no one can actually like statically define because it changes every other fucking week.
Yeah. I mean, I think people also like are so desperate to have some say of like actually changing the world because our political system's so rigged and fucked that they feel like they have no power, that donating money or, you know, posting like a thread about like Ukraine or I don't know, like gay people or whatever on Instagram makes them feel like they have some say over their lives, when in reality they have zero control unless you're like part of like the upper classes. And even then, I think they're kind of still like in that psychosis of having to like believe like, oh, it's giving money and posting virtuous things is how I make the world better.
Yeah, that's definitely a level of despair of just like,
yeah. It's so fucking sad. Genuinely sad, it dude. Really like is. because again, like I because I just don't want to hate people, right? And like my default setting, and this is totally baked into just like the source code of this whole game that we're all trapped in, is to just hate people. That's what, you know. But like I can't let myself hate these people. Mm-mm. And so I'm constantly trying to remind myself like they're just victims in a way. Not even in a way, like it's pretty clear how they've been victimized, and a lot of this stuff is just like hacking good underlying desires and wants, and people genuinely do want to fucking help. You know what I mean? Like I think about all those takes of people just being like, oh yeah, like, you know, arguing against people that are like giving them shit for wearing masks. And it's like, well, excuse me for caring about the well-being of other people. And it's like, well, like, I can't really make fun of you for that logic, because like, that's good. You know what I mean? Like, all of this stuff is it's like a horrible weed sprouting out of soil that is good.
It's like empathy-based manipulation.
Yes. 100%, right? It's so sad, man.
Yeah, and it's all trendy shit. It's like, what happened to Me Too? You know, that's dropped because Biden touches women, right? And now we can't define women. And, you know, what happened to Katie's pages? What happened to that? You know, Obama started it, and, you know, it just disappears for the... It's only popping for, like, the 4 years that Trump's there, and then now it's just gone. That's been resolved. You know, it's just these things, they just... they pop up. And look, this is, I mean, I hate the memory holding thing. I talk about that the most, but like the memory holding thing is like the number one thing that just disturbs me the most. And look, I understand that sanctions on Russia are going to increase gas prices. I understand that. And the wheat crisis, like Prudentialist was talking about, I understand that with the food supply. But these things were happening before Russia invaded Ukraine, right? That's the thing that's the most confusing to me is like, wait, I remember, like, I don't even have to go back like a year, like just a few months ago. Like, these were things that were happening before that, right? So it's like, this is just like them getting an out of just saying like, oh, we can pin everything on this. And it's like, no, this was going on before then. The vaccine mandates were fucking up the supply chains, right? That happened. Mm-hmm. And cost of living was going up. And that's because of the COVID bailouts. Like, that was going on before. And I don't even just attribute it to Biden. I mean, these are things that were in motion during Trump, before Trump, like,
well, you know. so like some geniuses among us are saying this is a an epic level Ponzi scheme, you might even say. Yo, which, you know, by the way, I know you're listening. What's going on, Tucker?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Come on, dude. Also, by the way, I'm the resident right winger, basically. So, you know, it should have been me, but it's all right. It's all right.
Well, you're not on Twitter. You got to come back. Come back because he's lurking among us. Apparently he's lurking.
It's actually me. I'm Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
I've been in the same room with him actually for work once. So, but I was really in like libertarian kind of mindset. So I was like, I'm not going to watch him. I'm going to be like in the other room, just, you know, sitting around. So,
oh, nice. So
I look back, I'm like, oh, I could have met him. And I'm like, fucked it up. Damn it. Liberalism just rotted my brain.
We all have our mistakes. It's all right.
That shit is wild. Cause I was told that he like found it directly. Cause people were joking that he's like lurking or spheres or whatever. But I was just convinced, like, no, somebody handed it to him, like a younger like person,
yeah,
or something handed it to him. But I found out that he's actually literally lurking. That's why people were joking about he's a groiper, he's an anon groiper, just in the midst replying to shit. Like, it's mad funny.
The actual identity of Stalin groiper is just Tucker Carlson.
Stalin groiper.
Like real Nozball shit.
Dude, I'm so happy to see Stalin Kroiper blowing up lately with Ukraine stuff too, by the way. Just because, like, dude, that was like OG, one of the like OG reply guy buddies on Twitter when he was like a small account. And now I'm off and he's like huge, and I'm like, I'm happy to see it. Stalin Kroiper's funny as fuck, dude.
I didn't know he blew up. Oh, yeah, he's suspended now?
Oh, that actually makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. We should get him on. We should just have, while we're talking to you, we'll just talk about the other people we should have on.
Yeah. It's kind of insane, like, how fun, like, close Twitter and, like, the podcasting world is to, like, the mainstream media, though. Like, the fact your Twitter, like, got posted on there shows, like, how close it is. Like, it's kind of insane, like, Twitter is now a place where media goes to find like things to talk about, which is,
yeah, it's unsettling.
Yeah, it's kind of mental.
Well, it's a really I talked to CRK about this like a couple months ago. Like, the thing about it is that like it's a really, considering how big and central in this great liberal democracy that we live in, how central mass media is and this like consent manufacturing apparatus is, mm-hmm. it's like a really concerning sign of ill health to like see how few stages there are between like us random like Joe Schmoes shitposting online and like the most viewed television program of all time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not good.
No.
And like it's like cool. It's like the stupid like ugly American part of my brain that's like, oh, like someday I'll be famous and then I'll be successful, right? Like that hamburger part of my brain is like, cool, dude, like 2 degrees of separation away from these like these real people, these bigwigs, right? Like,
yeah.
And then like the actual human being that exists and has a stake in the world is like, this is like an institution bleeding out in real time, and this is like gonna have horrifying consequences for everyone involved.
Yeah.
I mean, like when we had TwinkRev, like within the first year, we had people like, you know, third party presidential candidates and like Glenn Greenwald and shit, like seeing the stuff. I'm like, that's kind of like insane, like how easy it was for just talking into a microphone that like, oh, you can connect to like people actually who have deep influence over society. I'm like, we're just nobodies, like and you're like taking it seriously. It's like the kind of like the ultimate troll in a way, because everyone's taking everything so serious. I'm like TwinkRev wasn't like that serious. It was just us like getting drunk and like shit talking about the world, like
totally.
Yeah, I remember Slav saying this a while ago, like when we weren't recording, like off mic, and he was just like, it's kind of wild that we're in chats with like people that are like on TV, like major TV shows, mm-hmm. and like people with like institutional influence. And I just like, I think when he said it, like it I didn't process it before that. I was like, what the fuck? That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. But I mean, I don't know if I like, obviously I'm going to sound biased, but like, I don't know if I think of it as like a bad thing in itself. I think of it as like a necessity thing. I think what's bad is that they had to get to that point.
Yeah.
What's bad is that it's a sign that they were stuck in a bubble and they're sort of realizing they're in a bubble. And that's why they've got their feelers out trying to get something organic, because they know how deep in the media bubble they are. So that's like it was bad before. And like, this is sort of like, this is them kind of flailing out and sort of like I don't think the act itself is bad. I think that it just shows like the state of things, like this is where we've been.
Well, I think in the specific, oh, go ahead, CEO. Sorry,
I was gonna say just old media like TV and stuff like that and print, it's, you know, it's dying out, and new media like fast media and social media and stuff is really like the main way that people interface with information, with propaganda in general, news included. And so it's like, it's kind of just a sign of the times changing. They're like, old media is dying out, and so they have to latch on to and leech on to, you know, new media, new faster media, social media stuff in order to still be around. Totally. Like you can see it even like in the sports world. If you watch like ESPN sports news, like they just are talking about various people tweeting about various shit. They're not actually talking about like what's happening in the news. And that's kind of the same thing, just like on a larger scale with just like actual political news and nighttime entertainment.
Yeah.
I think that having it, like what you were saying, CRK, about like, you don't think it's like inherently bad for it to be going that way. Right. Like I agree. I just think it depends on the structure, like how the institutions are designed to be structured, right? Like for like a more horizontal and spread out media, it would obviously like be good. Mm-hmm. But like for really vertical hierarchical ones that like rely on like a production of elites to fill these groups, it's like really bad. It's like antithetical to like what these things are designed to be and do. If it was kind of the opposite, then like, yeah, it's obviously like, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. The media is so desperate, I think, for counter narratives, because they need something to talk about to actually have a conversation, that they need to go to these smaller like media circles that don't have the co-option that, you know, big corporate media has. Like after like, you know, 9/11 and all of that, I feel like all media just got stripped of any disagreement. And especially now today, like RT and all of that like is completely like banned in most of like the Western world. So the only place you're going to find an alternative viewpoint to have a conversation is like these smaller podcasts or media outlets and stuff. And it kind of shows like how centralized everything's gotten. Yep, the internet was supposed to be the mass decentralization project, but it's really not. It's more like I'm more of a monoculture now than I think like before the internet.
Yeah, and I guess there's this idea of the media being an institution that has credibility, that mm-hmm. there should be some barriers between the average Joe Schmo and the things they say, because there's supposed to be some credentialism and some qualification. But I think the I don't know, it's I guess that's how it is in theory. But like, I just haven't thought of the media as like a credible institution mm-hmm. for like most of my adult life.
Oh, of course not.
I grew up in like during the Iraq War period. So like ever since then, like that and the 08 bailouts like shapes all my politics. So like that just kind of like, I don't know a world before that. You know, maybe somebody older than me has a different perspective on this. But for me, like I've never thought of them as credible. So mm-hmm.
the media has like, never been credible because of the explicit function of what the media does. It's just create yeah. propaganda. So, I mean, it's not there to be a credible source, at least not for our purposes at all. Yeah. Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it blew my fucking mind. Them writing articles about me in fucking Mediaite and fucking there's some other ones, The Rap or something. That shit, man. That shit is fucking weird, man. That shit was fucking strange. And it's just like, I mean, they're just joking about like me being like my handle, yeah, being a porn site and all that. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just like so this is what I would imagine they would do. Like some fucking dork who just has no sense of humor just reading that and being like, oh my god, you know, just guffawing at it and just like, you know, and dropping it as like some type of bomb, even though I fucking openly joke about it all the time.
Yeah,
and just as an own on Tucker or whatever, some stupid shit like,
yeah, you slammed bombs. Tucker.
Yeah, because I said that I've been critical of him. Like, that's what's so funny is, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. yeah, I have. Like, I have been. The only times I've mentioned Tucker, really, is, like, I don't understand why he gets, like, the insane amount of hate he gets. Him, Greenwald, and Rogan just mm-hmm. endlessly, perpetually cycled in trending news of, like, oh, this is the two-minute hate of the day or whatever. And just, like, you find out what it's about and it's like, what, that's it? Like, it's just like an endless fucking like loop. That's all I've said about him. And the other thing I've said is that he is optimistic about the GOP, which mm-hmm. I disagree with, you know? So yeah. like, these are the two things I've said, like kind of critical and kind of like whatever. Right. So that's all I've really said about him. And yeah, I mean, but that's like, it's just weird, man. It's just weird seeing these guys like rummaging through like career media people that have fucking degrees that they paid out the ass for. And they're looking through my fucking replies, like my shit posts and like fucking doing a dissertation on it. Like, what the fuck is that shit? Like, but whatever. I mean, yeah. I mean, there was just a lot of people angry. I mean, the leftists, obviously they're angry. But, you know, them seething is just like, that's just inevitable. Of course.
Well, the targets of their greatest level of cruelty, the only people that beat out the kulaks in this is like the apostate leftists, the people that actually still care about the shit that leftists are supposed to be caring about. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Rogan is still doing the lib left thing and caring about freedom of speech. Right. And, you know, Chomsky doesn't even give a fuck about that anymore. And, you know, Tucker is obviously Nozball season. And, you know, Greenwald is self-explanatory. Like, yeah, they save their most powerful hatred for, you know, people that, you know, are doing what they should be doing. It's that I know it's like a cliche to like say like, oh, pure projection, right? That's like the go-to like insult when you're psychoanalyzing someone you don't like online, but like it kind of, there's something to that in this case.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
I mean, they're like, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying they love the psychoanalysis point of like politics now. I mean, like with Putin, I don't know if you saw that like video of like, if I was your mother, I'd give you hugs. And like, if you look at Putin's background, he's from like a basic, like, you know, nuclear working class family. And like his ex-wife is like, oh, he's the best father to his daughters. And I'm like, He's not a fucking sociopath, like, because they have to believe, like, the only reason he's doing this thing they think is evil or bad is because he's an evil person. When I'm like, all of your heroes are, like, genuine sociopaths who, like, oh, it's fine to murder, like, 500,000 Iraqi children, like Madeleine Albright or, like, you know, all the things Obama and Biden did. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm like, they're good, so they can't do bad things, but, you know, Putin must be, like, a deprived, like, Slavic, like, sociopath. So that's why he's so evil and bad. Like,
right. Leaning on, like, the Russophobia stuff real quick. They're turning it up real quick. Mm-hmm. Like, having a little bit of hate thrown over genetic differences is now kind of going to be in style a little bit more than it was previously. But only for specifically Russians or, like, you know, the Eastern Slavic type.
Which is weird because Ukrainians are the same people as Russians. So you would think they'd have all the same features, you know, if we're doing some race science.
Yeah, that video was some peak woman shit. That was that was some sick shit.
Incredible, dude. Incredible.
Yeah, it's just really funny how, like, all this, like, love and peace and shit of, you know, the left has been, like, just completely, like, reversed for, like, Russian Slavs. And now it's like, oh, we're gonna do the most extreme, like, discriminatory racism against these people, even if they fully agree with our, like, goals. Like, I think in New York you had Russian shops being, like, vandalized, and they were, like, pro you know, Ukraine. So it's like,
people are stupid as fuck. People are like, you know, irrevocably, like there's no repair. I know. Yeah, I just, yeah, Slav's right. Like, we're being programmed to hate people, and we can't succumb to that. But Jesus fucking Christ, these people are fucking retarded. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. I don't know how that's a thing. But and it just goes to show, like, there's no, like, again, there's no principles. There's no, yeah, like, you know, they're not the wokies. Like, they're not really woke or anything. They're just, they're their own type of reactionary, you know. They're their own type of religious zealot and all that. So
yeah,
it's a different flavor. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think of all that. I don't know how long this shit is going to keep going. I finally saw that the green screen Zelensky shit, which is mad funny. I hadn't seen that before.
Dude, it's so fucking obvious. It's insane, bro. Like, do people not understand? Okay, all right. This makes me think of, like, when I was taking film classes and everything, right? Like, the amount of people that, like, actually care about, like, learning proper lighting techniques versus, like, the amount of people that just want to do, like, critical analysis of, like, representation in the latest Oscar picks. It's like, it's like a really, really sad differential there.
Yeah.
And, like, I watched this video and it's just like, guys, like, look at the fucking lighting, dude. Look at the fucking, look at, like, it's not even, like, this is, I'm sorry, dude. I'm, like, holding a puppy right now and I'm, like, yelling and it's shaking. But, like, Slav needs to calm down. This is good. Bro, like, look at the fucking shadow of the soldier. And then, like, look at how flat this guy is. And, like, there's even a clip, like, they're dumber than I thought they were. Like, they even start a clip with him, like, walking up.
Bro, the walk, like, is what got me. I was like, bro, like, are they doing it to make it seem more real? Like, I don't know why he's walking. Like, he didn't need to. It's like,
honestly, dude, this is going to make me, like, racist against slobs or something. Cause, like, are they too fucking stupid to understand that, like, that's a giveaway? I don't know. I shouldn't say that. That's against my online brand. Yeah, dude, these videos are a fucking mess.
Yeah, Ukraine's just, like, showing their ass and everything. Like, they're not even good at, like, you know, propaganda. Like, where they're, like, having, they're, like, Ukrainian military accounts, like, openly promoting, like, oh, our Azov battalion's putting pig grease on these bullets to kill those evil Muslim Chechens. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who's your PR team? Because this is not good PR. Like, or they're, like, trying to incite a new crisis every single day to, like, you know, create a no-fly zone and, like, have NATO come in. Like, first it was, like, Snake Island, and turns out they're all alive. Or, like, now it's the Mariupol theater thing, which is, like, why the fuck would Russia bomb a building full of Russian people? Like,
they've got third world psyops, you know. We've got the first world ones, and
yeah,
it's like when you go to another country and they got all the 80s cars from America, you know, a couple decades back. Like, there's a lag. That's what I think. Like, that's what all that is. And, like, yeah, the green screen shit, like, that and the Biden ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, was it this common before? Like, I don't remember it being this fucking common.
No, they would just,
I'm just imagining.
Historically, for wars, they would just find pictures from other conflicts, which we're seeing today as well. But like things like the Yugoslavia or Iraq or whatever, you'd have pictures from completely separated events and just grab those and use them as like, oh, look what they did. Or like you'd have staging of events like Syria's, like white helmets and shit would like stage, you know, chemical weapons attacks and stuff and be like, oh, look what happens. Like, this is completely fake. It's all theatrics. And they had the same children in videos over and over again. Yet claiming they're dying. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
dude, like half of the shit. Alex Jones move. Half of the shit that you see of just like, look at what the Russian troops have done in this place. And like half of the fucking clips and videos you see are from like 2014 or fucking decade ago. It's
insane. there was one journalist that like shared a picture from, I think it was from in Syria or somewhere in like, I don't know, Afghanistan actually is what it was. And it was like some shell in the middle of the road, and it was like, look at this horrible like shelling of a civilian area. And like he got it shared by like all these like major news outlets, and he was like, oh, by the way, that was actually United States in Afghanistan, and that's not what's going on right now. And people were like, oh shit. But yeah, that's what always happens. And it's not like as a gotcha, they're just doing it as like mindless propaganda. Usually it's like, oh, look at it's the same thing with like the Holodomor. They're like, hey, look at these pictures of famines and shit that happened in like completely other continents. That's what happened when the Soviet Union decided to starve all those Ukrainians.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
And it was all sourced from like Nazis as well. And it was pushed by some like San Francisco like media mogul. And that's why we still think like this Holodomor planned genocide of Ukrainians was done by the Soviets. And it's like, it's not very hard to look into and realize it's all fake bullshit pushed by like Nazis and taken up by like Western like millionaires who run the media. Like,
yeah, and carried on through today.
Yeah. They also just love recycling the same tactics over and over again. Like, I feel like this Russian conflict reminds me so much of NATO's like propaganda against Yugoslavia in like the 90s, because they did the same things of like, oh, their leader's basically Hitler, and this population's like, you know, morally degenerate, the Serbs, against all these other people who can do no wrong, when like you have like Croatian neo-Nazis or like Wahhabists in Bosnia, and or like the Kosovo, you had literal people like, you know, organ trafficking and sex trafficking and like slaughtering all the ethnic minorities to make it a pure land. And it's like, oh yeah, this is very similar to like what's going on today, but no one wants to investigate it. Like, I get called a genocide denier all the time for talking about Yugoslavia and saying it was bad to bomb them, and no one wants to actually do research on like what actually happened and what's the truth.
Well, they probably had it coming, honestly. I feel like everybody we bomb, I think there's usually a good reason why we do it. But
true.
but yeah, I don't know what to make of this shit. I mean, he's talking about food shortages coming, and I don't know where this is going. I don't know how long this is going to keep going, but it really does just seem like a convenient out for the way things were already going. And just kind of pinning everything on this. I don't know.
Desperate for a World War III, because I think
you think so.
I think there's a certain sect of like the elites who are really gunning for it, because it's a good way to have a mass realignment. And right now, I think the U.S. is seeing its power slowly wither, as you have like China and Russia and like the BRICS nations, even the EU, kind of go their own independent routes. So like, I think there's enough sociopaths and like people in power who would be like, it's fine to like have another like world war, probably not within the nuclear countries, but like done through like all these like third world nations and proxies. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking, because I'm wondering like, they definitely want a war. I mean, war is always good.
They want to beef up like NATO and the UN and stuff too.
But like nuclear war and like a third world war, like when that gets tossed around, like, I mean, we had Alexei on, and he was saying that it's not too far fetched, but to me, I mean, yeah, there's smart people I've talked to that feel like it's not that far-fetched, but like, I don't know, for me, I just can't imagine it. I can't imagine it getting to that level, but, you know.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it'll be avoided, but like, I think there is a small group of people like in the think tank world who like, that would be, if they had the power, they would push that through.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think there's diminishing returns. Like, yeah, war, like, definitely good for the defense contracts and global positioning.
Yeah.
And then there's a point where, you know, if everybody's radiated, then you kind of tipped over. But, but yeah, hopefully nothing goes on like that. But yeah.
The official Fed Post stance on nuclear war. Hopefully nothing goes on like that. It sounds like a reluctant dad having the conversation with a kid, like, yeah, so be safe. Who knows?
Coming out publicly that nuclear war is bad. Brave and bold voices.
but yeah, I mean, what's some other stuff? So like this Supreme Court thing, I don't know if you guys want to talk about it because it's kind of a nothing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's the circus. I mean, whatever. Yeah. Fucking, I'll be totally honest. Like, sorry, right wing listeners. Like, I don't really want to like engage in the like willing this bombshell moment of like she's soft on sex offenders into existence. Like, it's like, it's really clear. I don't know. You like watch the clips and like the gotchas they're doing are like really obviously gotchas. And it's just, I don't really give a fuck about any of this shit.
No.
They were going to put someone on that isn't going to say anti-racist baby is bad.
Yeah.
And shit like that. But like, I don't know. I mean, all things considered, like, I don't know a ton about the like child porn debate that they were talking about. But like, again, it's just, this is politics by way of entertainment media. And so I'm just like, I'm not going to really like engage in this. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm sure whoever that anybody was going to put on the fucking Supreme Court was going to be some kind of fucking slug.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, they're all sick. All these people.
Well, the Supreme Court's like not a friend of working class people ever. Like, this leftist delusion that whoever they appoint is going to make a difference because, I don't know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a feminist icon. And that's where like all this like sociopathy like came from. Like, oh, this is actually like an important issue for workers. And it's like, no, the Supreme Court's always been there to like fuck over like any policy that helps advance and makes workers' lives a little better. Like, it doesn't really matter if you have, you know, the most like left person on there. Even the way law's written, that's their job. They have to interpret the law. And it's like, the law's not here for us, like it's here for the 1%. So it's like,
right,
who gives a shit if it's like a black woman or a black trans woman or, you know, another white man? Like, they're all gonna do the same shit. Like, oh, maybe you'll have gay marriage still, but it's like, who gives a fuck? Like, gay marriage doesn't put food in your mouth. Like, it just helps the like rich people pass on their money to like their surrogacy children, like
right, like
it was a Dave Rubin baby, and
like what a fucking douche, like
oh my god, dude. Which, by the way, I said it online, but Dave Rubin surrogates, because there's two, right? Come on. This is a formal invitation.
Tell your side of the story. What are they doing?
Yeah, 100%, dude. 100%.
Those poor women having that vile, like, retarded, like, right-wing gay sperm in them. Like, like,
oh my God.
They're probably like, God damn it, I wish I was pro-choice, like, because they just, like, they don't want this anymore.
Bro, surrogacy, everything that I know about surrogacy, just, like, as a practice and, like, an industry, is really, really, really unethical.
Yeah,
it's fucked up. It's so fucked up, dude. And it's so funny how it's the whole thing of like, in order to not seem like vaguely homophobic, we need to just like embrace this, like, one of the most profound levels of exploiting a worker that I can possibly think of. But I don't even, honestly, it's like a stroke of capitalist realism to even call someone who does surrogacy a worker. Like, I don't even want to do that.
Oh no.
You know what I mean? Like, you're a pregnant woman. You are growing a person inside of you. You're not a worker.
You're like the same status as a drug addict or like a prostitute. If you're a surrogate in most of the world, you're probably not doing the best right now. That's your last option.
Places
India and shit. There's literally factories where people are just farmed for babies in the Western world. They're basically giant prison factories for surrogacies for rich people in the West. Cause most of Europe completely bans commercial surrogacy. The only places that allow it are the US and a few third world nations Thailand and shit, which they've kind of cracked down on it in those countries. But literally there was a case in the mid 2000s where a Japanese billionaire bought 20 babies from Thailand and never explained why. Isn't that fucking weird? You can just buy a bunch of babies and that's not slavery. That's that's actually building a family. That's family values. No, you're using slaves to literally buy people. I'm sorry, you're gay. You can't have babies. That's not.
That's the trade-off. Straight up, I have to deal with women. All right, you're just gonna. I have to deal with women. You can't naturally procreate. That's the fucking trade-off. And now you're breaking the fucking bargain. This is fucking bullshit, dude. Honestly, the whole anti-natalist thing of just being having children is a form of narcissism. Mm-hmm. I don't go in on that, but to be honest, in a case like this, I kind of do get it because it's right. it's so morally bankrupt and from so many different angles. And it's literally just Dave Rubin just really needed two children that were going to be equally as retarded as he was. Yeah. they need that level. They need to maintain the chromosomal surplus in their house that bad.
Yeah.
They're growing a couple, a couple mini Rubens.
I mean, these are the one group who should be allowed to fully embrace their selfish narcissism. You're not going to have, you don't need to have children. That's what everyone else's job is. It's my controversial take is in the ideal world, gays wouldn't have children because surrogacy should be banned. And then in an ideal world, you don't have babies needing to be adopted. So it's I guess you don't have to have children, or you have to go knock up your lesbian friend and have some weird interconnected gay relationship where you have babies.
Just plug your fucking nose and just put in the work with your overweight lesbian friend. It's fine. You know, I go to work 8 hours a day. You can handle that.
So I have a bunch of lesbian great aunts, and one of them, back before all this in vitro surrogacy, whatever shit, she was I want a baby. And she just went to a bar, found a man with good genetics, and she fucked him and got pregnant. And that's how she got her baby as a lesbian.
Old school.
And I was that's how you do it. If you want the baby. And also guy got the best deal. He got to have sex and a child and no requirement to pay for it.
Right. That's not bad, dude. I honestly, now I'm just kind of just hung up on this idea of just these snooty media industry gays that are I'm going to pay tens of thousands of dollars for a surrogacy because I can't handle coming inside of a woman because that's just so icky to me.
Yeah.
It's like a few minutes of your fucking life, dude. It's just really funny when you kind of hash it out.
If you want it bad enough, you can make the sacrifice. If you can't make that small sacrifice to have a baby, maybe you shouldn't have a child.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is the trade-off, the gays get to have hot rampant sex with Chads. I can't, this is the trade-off we've agreed to. but yeah, I mean, the surrogacy thing, I guess it makes sense. Like if you're really rich and you're just careerist, two careerist people, you're just damn, we really got to do this whole 9 month thing. We got to do this whole raising a kid thing.
These motherfuckers
outsource it and then put the kid in daycare for the rest of their life. And then that's it.
No, I was just going to say these fucking degenerate Californians are literally paying a fucking Hispanic nanny to take care of their fucking kid for them before the kid's even born.
Yeah.
And they're like, bro, oh, my child's going to be so like cultured because of my Hispanic nanny who like I lock in the house with their passport and my like safe. Like, right. They're going to learn Spanish and go to Harvard. Like.
Yeah. I'll give you your wallet back once you finish the fucking bathroom, bitch. Yeah.
Bro, there's this Reddit post of like this guy who's like married and they're both really rich. They're both making like 200K a year or something. And they're just like, the wife is like, oh, you know, I feel like you should pay for half the baby costs or whatever, because I'm going to be losing time at work or whatever. My career is going to be hurt by this percentage. So I need you to compensate me for this. And the husband's just like, oh, I don't know. Is this a good deal? He's like posting on Reddit about like the financial quandary of the whole thing. He's like, I don't know if I want to have a kid with someone who's like turning this into a financial thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, I just can't imagine what it's like for these people. Like, I don't know. Their brains are wired different. They're just wired different. Like, they've become androids.
The babies sure. This is what the neocons want.
Yeah. The babies are a product, basically. Like, they're the new commodity to be like, oh, look how cute my baby is on Instagram. I'm going to get so many likes and all of this.
Yeah.
I've lived in San Francisco, and like the way parents treat like well off parents treat their children is like so it's insane, because like it's like, oh, they'll apologize if their child like is talking to the other one, or like they're basically like the extreme helicopter parents, and I'm like,
yeah,
like I don't even know if you could do like regular parenting in a lot of these places. Like, I don't know. I had a regular childhood where like it was like, oh, go outside and like come back when it's getting dark out, and I'm like, yeah, these kids can't do that anymore, or like their parents won't, unless you're like, it's, you know, like the Mexican families and shit in like San Francisco, they don't give a shit. Like, they're like, oh, go just wander. But like these well-off like tech parents are like, oh, this is my one child that cost me like $1 million to raise in my like $3 million one bedroom apartment. So like, I need to like treat them like a Fabergé egg and never let them get damaged. Right. Creating like a sociopathic child because they have no connections to anyone else. And their only friends are like their mom and dad. And
all of those kids go on to join the DSA, and all of the Mexican kids go on to join America First.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start the Castizo futurism movement.
all these native born Mexican kids that are just like, get the fuck out of my country, illegal.
Oh my gosh. But the other thing, I don't know if you saw, Slav, the Supreme Court thing, I don't give a fuck about that, because like, you know,
it's, I really do have a hard time about it. Just paying attention.
I didn't even know Breyer was retiring. I had no fucking idea. You know,
same, so dude.
I didn't even fucking know.
Bro, you know what my first response was when I saw this broad being interviewed? Was like, oh, like, do they really think Clarence Thomas is like really gonna die that much? That probably is just more of a sign that I'm a fucking idiot than anything. But yeah.
But I mean, it's probably strategic. Like, he'd been holding off, and you know, like RBG was gripping that chair tight, trying to stay alive. Yeah. During, you know, I'm sure Breyer was holding on.
Just hold off until the RBG Pixar deal goes through.
You weren't supposed to die. Yeah, that whole fucking thing. That shit is fucking. But yeah, I mean, it's a made. I've said it before. It's a made up institution. They overturn precedents all the fucking time. It's mm-hmm. purely political. It's not fucking anything else. But there was something where she was like being like interviewed by Congress and was saying that she can't define a woman. Did you see that, Slav?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That shit was. I mean, I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't talk about it, but I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny.
What? Because we're going to have our next episode taken off YouTube because of it. Well, I mean, again, though, man, it's just
objectively
the
funny. It doesn't matter what you think about it. It's objectively funny. It's just funny. Totally. I don't care what your politics are. That shit has got, it's got to be funny to you. Like,
well, of course she was going to fucking say that, yeah. Right? That's the thing, right? Is that it's that couple different like degree. Excuse me, the couple degrees of separation from it, where it's like, I know that this is shit that's funny and that like I agree with the position that's like behind someone asking her that. But also like I just see like this is just like content creation for an entertainment industry. And it's like, all right, like whatever. What the fuck did you think she was going to say? What the fuck did you think she was going to say? Like, what do you think a woman is? Well, given God's image for all of man, like, come on. Well, it all starts in the Garden of Eden. Like, she wasn't going to fucking say that, dude.
Yeah.
It is funny as hell, though. And between this and the Leah Thompson, whatever, the fucking swimming dude.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny, which as a side note, one thing that I want to touch on with that is, I don't know if you guys saw, cause I didn't see it talked about very much on Twitter, but like, you know, not that I'm on Twitter anymore, but this dude went and then like in the next race lost spectacularly. Right. And the dude who was just like destroying women's deadlifting in or power cleans. Sorry, I'm going to have my man card revoked. The weightlifting in the Olympics, like that dude also came in like 300th place. Right. After just destroying before. I'm like almost positive these are like people taking a dive. Just like a news cycle.
Yeah, they're taking it easy on them.
I think it's a psyop because like no one's given a shit about either of these sports in like forever.
That's a good point.
And now they're like paying more attention. Like especially to like women's sports. Like no one's really paying attention to women's swimming, but now they've gotten like more media coverage and probably the entire time this has been like a thing.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's why I can never care about the trans athletics thing because I'm like, bro, I never gave a fuck about... I don't even give a fuck about regular sports. Honestly, I'm not like a sports person. So like, I never gave a fuck about women's sports way below on the totem pole of like things I give a fuck about.
I don't even care about real sports, let alone women's sports.
Shit, I didn't realize I said that. But I didn't even know there was a fucking women's deadlifting thing. I didn't know that was a thing. It's kind of amazing that it's even a thing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny that it looks like fucking peewee gym class. But like... like, I mean, I don't know, like to be fair, though, because I ultimately like agree with you fellas. Like, I don't really give a shit about this stuff.
I disagree. Fuck that shit, dude.
Well, hey, I'm coming back around, though. All right. Hear me out here. Dude, it does break these sports, though, like the competitive nature of these sports.
And it's a like, principle thing. And, like these women, these broads, like they deserve a chance to compete and have.
Well, dude,
you know.
Well, and speaking of like competition, like, bro, like it. It's gonna like change the course of these women's lives when they're like being denied fucking like going on to the next competition because this fucking man is just like unfairly destroying them. Like it tangibly affects your life if you're on an athletic scholarship and like that's not fair, dude. And like whatever, like fucking heckin' sports ball or not. Like I'm not going to sit and watch and be like, you're offending my sensibility as someone who follows this sport. Like, no, of course I'm not going to say that. Right. But like, it's obviously not right.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What's really unfortunate the way it's framed as well. Cause like, clearly we know like this is used to like be a divisive tactic because it's shared in such a binary like solution. Like either you let trans women go in women's sports or you don't. And then you're a bigot. But I'm like, there's another option. Like you can do like trans only sports. Like it's not weird. Like we have this for other things. Like, you know, you don't put like people in wheelchairs in like the same sports as like people who are fully able. Like, I don't get why that's so like insane to like position. Like, and I think a lot of people will be like, that's probably fine. Like, cause even a lot of trans people like agree like, oh, there is like some difference. Like, it's like, okay, like, if you want people to do sports, like, just create a separate category. Like,
the problem is it'll be one person racing against no one. they'll bang the gun and just be one guy running.
Yeah.
Okay, careful what you say when you talk about banging that gun. I'm sorry. That was too much. But
he's got his senses up, just waiting for that show.
It's like that POV shot in Terminator of just like target acquired, taking the suicide joke. Like having like a separate league for people that I know that a lot of leagues already do hormonal testing, right? Because it is. I mean, honestly, because it's kind of straightforward in a lot of ways, where you're literally just like. If your T levels are so significantly higher than all of these broads that you're competing with, then you have a pretty profound unfair advantage, right?
The only issue with that, though, is like you have some women who like aren't trans, but like just have naturally elevated rates. Like you had a bunch of like the like African runners not be allowed in the Olympics because they had naturally higher testosterone rates. And yeah, like, right. Oh, like what happens to them? Like it just like it's
well, I guess they could be in this league too, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
The hormonal testing thing is not an adequate way of determining whether or not someone should compete, because also like you could be on hormone blockers and have your hormone levels leveled out, but you could still have the 7'1" frame of a fucking man. Mm-hmm. That women don't have and genetically just wouldn't have. And that's going to play to an advantage in specific sports that have nothing to do with your fucking hormone level. And I won't bite the bullet and be like, oh, I don't care about sports ball because I like sports. And as someone who does enjoy them and has played them for a significant portion of my life and got a lot of meaning and community out of them, I think it's vital to have sports and games like that and competition. Mm-hmm. And a healthy society would have them still. And just being like, oh, well, if those all go away or like whatever happens to them, that's no big deal. That kind of sucks. And also, I mean, there's people who work their whole lives for this stuff, men and women, both. Mm-hmm. And if you're a woman and you've worked your whole life towards something and you're in college or something about to compete, you shouldn't have to worry about someone who's genetically completely different than you as far as like a different sex than you coming in with unfair advantage and winning, especially not when that person has competed in the sport as a different gender before in like a year or two before that and then transitions and then competes at the same level and then wins. Oh, what the fuck is that, dude? Mm-hmm. No, get that out of here. If you want to be trans and you decide later in your life, guess what? You can't play fucking sports. Sorry. I don't understand. Like, that's a trade-off. We were talking about trade-offs earlier with gay people and kids. Mm-hmm. That's one of them for trans people. If you're going to be trans, you can't play sports. Or if you're trans at like super early on and you get your shit like leveled out, maybe you could, but like,
I don't even know about that.
Just fucking
know,
dude. Well, just like, you just can't play sports. Sorry.
There's an interesting case.
Or if you can do the trans league.
I think it's American Samoa, where you had a trans woman who was part of the men's rugby team, just basically like delay their hormones and stuff until after their career. But they competed as a trans woman in the man's competition. And I'm like, okay, like,
good?
I mean, they were clearly good enough to be on a team, and they felt that the sacrifice of like delaying what they wanted to do eventually was fine. And like, they represented, like, you know, they looked like a woman because, like, but like, just like, I don't know. I feel like there's ways to do sports. You just like, I think there needs to be, you know, some compromises. Like you said, because like, there is differences. Like, I was a cross country runner, and there's this stat of like, I think every year, like hundreds of high school boys beat the women's world records in like tons of running events by a lot. Like, I'm not saying like there was some women who were like, you know, better runners than me, but I'm like, overall, most of them, like high schoolers in one state, were better than the best women in the world. So it's like, does that go away fully? I'm like, I don't think so. Like,
it was like the U.S. women's soccer team like lost to like a boys high school soccer team a few years ago, just mm-hmm. like in like a training game or something. Like, mm-hmm. it's kind of funny to me.
So I mean there's obviously glaring differences, and like, yeah, I think that the maybe having a separate league for trans people could be an option. But I've also seen like the big brain take of people being like, okay, well, what if we just all let them all compete together in the same league? Gender doesn't matter. And then you're right back to like where we were before Title IX, and mm-hmm. there's just no women's sports in like most areas. And women should still be able to compete and have a fair chance to enjoy an equal level of competition in sports that they want to pursue. And so that's why we created Title IX, and that's why there's like women's sports in the first place. Mm-hmm. And we're essentially the year that they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Title IX and women's sports, trying to essentially like break that down and destroy women's sports in general by just allowing this to happen, or saying, you know what if we just try to open it all up to everyone and effectively destroy women's sports that way too. Mm-hmm. To me, it's just like, that's just not fair. It's not right. And I don't really think you have to care about sports really. It's just like, that's just not correct.
Yeah.
It's not right.
No, obviously it doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean, like, obviously it's like, why is there a separate league for men and women? If whatever answer someone could give for that, applies to the trans. Why don't they just let the trans woman compete in the men's thing? Why don't they just do that? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, we're just talking basic physical, like, you know, it's a range, obviously, because they'll say, oh, well, some women are deviate from the standard and some men deviate. Well, yeah, obviously. But like,
yeah, I'm not LeBron fucking James either. You know, yeah, I mean,
the whole reason they were separated is because there's a general disparity in physical.
It's like this. I love the argument that it's like my position crumbles to the ground if I can't like beat every single woman on the face of the earth.
Yeah,
in like a swimming race. Like, it's so like because that's the defense always is just being like, well, you know, you wouldn't be able to do this. And it's like, yeah, no shit, dude. Like, I'm a podcaster, bro. Come on. Yeah. Dude, I welcome any woman to come on here and do competitive podcasting with me. I will put them in the fucking ground, bro.
In the headlock. Yeah.
Yeah, the Sam Hyde headlock.
Well, it's just funny watching, especially with that that Supreme Court justice comment is watching the old eternal feminism versus trans beef.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a good one.
Yeah.
But
she was screwed, like, no matter how she was going to answer it, because she's not going to, like, say something that will hurt, like, or upset, like, the demographic who are rooting for her. So she's clearly not going to say the thing that the right wing wants to say, but she's also not going to, like, be like, oh, it doesn't matter. She actually chose the smart answer politically. She was like, I'm not a biologist. I'm a judge.
That's
like,
such a crazy thing to say. I'm not a biologist. That's such a funny man. Why? I know she's scrambling. She's like, you know, trying to come up with something in the moment. So she's not thinking it through, but like,
that's the worst thing she could have said.
Yeah. Yeah. The irony of it. Like, wait, so.
No, I see. Hard disagree. That's not the worst thing she could have said. The worst thing she could have said was to actually answer it honestly.
And yeah. Say, give the like, biological definition.
Yeah. A woman has a pussy and like a man has penis. Like that's the absolute worst thing that she could have said.
What's funny is like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's always that argument of like, oh, well, some women don't have ovaries or some women don't have this. So how
I know.
Do you
define? I love
like,
that. People being like, oh, I had my uterus removed last year. Does that make me not a woman? Like, shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I mean, this
dude.
Is, it gets into a philosophical argument of like the world of the forms, like some Plato shit. Like, you know, how can you define anything? You can't really define anything.
It,
right?
it gets into some fucking pedantry bullshit where people are being intellectually dishonest is what it is. Like, yeah. Like, of course, yeah, like human beings have two legs. Does that mean that a fucking someone who had one of their legs amputated isn't human anymore?
Right,
come on,
right,
shut
right,
the
right,
fuck
right,
up. Shut the fuck up. I'm so fucking tired of this. It's the fucking like, dude, if Slav can't beat every woman on the face of the planet in a fucking, you know, 1,000-yard sprint, then all bets are off. Mm-hmm. This is stupid, dude.
Well, there's also like this no longer this idea that what you do in your personal private life is fine, but like once it enters the general like public, that it shouldn't be questioned or debated. Like,
yes,
like because like I think people like often get accused of like you just hate trans people or whatever, which like I don't personally do, even though like certain people online love to like attack me and others for that. Like I have friends who are trans and I'm like, whatever, cool, you're an adult, you can do whatever the fuck you want in your personal life. But it's like, okay, like once it enters things that are like broader society, that's completely valid to have debates and stuff. In the same way, like it's fine to have debates around like gay stuff, like, oh, like where, like, are you born this way or not, like, and that's considered a thing you can't debate. I'm like, I think that's fine in debate. Or like adoption, like, well, where are the children who have no families going to go? Like at a certain point, like maybe there was fine to debate that. Cause like, what if it was not optimal? Like, okay, like, cool, like whatever. Like, there's an unwillingness to have public discussion around groups as if it's like, can't just be done in good faith. If it's always like, oh, you're questioning my personal identity, you're a bad person, you're homophobic, you're racist, you're blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, like that's.
I mean, I do think like identity is a construct. I mean, like if somebody is in front of you and they're physically, they've had the surgery and everything is rewired in their body and they're pretty much physically identical to a woman and you can't tell, if nobody in the room can tell, then in a philosophical sense, that person is a woman because it's everything is perception. You know what I mean? That's how it works. But like, there's measurable, observable things like the chromosomes and the, you know, you're not going to perceive that in a room, but like chromosomes and like being born with ovaries and all that. Like, these are things that are intangible and sort of
medically relevant.
That's the definition. I mean, that's not up for like that part isn't the construct, right? Like that's a separate, that's why her mentioning the biology thing is so funny. Cause it's like, all right, so now you're not talking about a construct. You're talking about the biology thing. I mean, I'm sure they're blurring those lines as we speak, but it was a funny situation. I thought the whole thing was funny. I don't take it too serious. It's just funny. But the whole
all right, that was part one of our episode. If you'd like to listen to part two, you can find that at patreon.com/fedpost. Thanks for listening.